Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was a servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The gardener of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu once came and complained that we are in the severe drought. Upon listening, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu make wudu and offered salah and then ask, "O gardener, look around. Did you see anything in the sky?" Allahu Akbar. He replied, "Your Eminence, I don't see anything in the sky." Then he offered salah and asked the same question again. The gardener replied that, "I don't see anything." Then he offered salah again the third and the fourth time and asked the same question to his gardener. Then he replied, "I can see a fragment of a cloud equivalent to the size of the bird wing." Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu remained busy with his salah and supplication until the entire sky became cloudy in every direction, subhanAllah, and it poured down with heavy rain. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu ordered the gardener to go on horseback and see how far the rain reached, subhanAllah. What a true believer, Allahu Akbar. He rode the horse in all four directions, subhanAllah, to see and come back and said, "It rained up to the places, the name of the places is Musarin and Ghadban." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of them and forgive us without accountability for his sakes. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh, devotees of Salah, Allahu Akbar, whenever you face any trouble, any calamity occurs, or you are confronted with any delicate matter, you should immediately seek support from Salah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When confronted with any important matter, would engage, would busy himself in salah, subhanAllah. Because salah is a combination of all invocation and the supplications. Salah brings about comfort, removing sadness and sorrow. For this very true reason, the greatest and noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, "Bilal, comfort us by the means of salah," means, "O Bilal, call out azan so that we busy ourselves in salah and gain comfort." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has stated, "When you hear any frightening sound, like a scaring sound, such a thunder, etc., from the sky, turn towards salah." It's stated in the book of Mabsud, "When darkness covers the sky or gusture of the vein below, then it recommended in to offer salah at that time." It's narrated in the earthquake occurred to in Basra. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu offered salah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.